Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this Friday. So we've spent some time today talking about Iran's useful idiots, the protesters and the burning of the flags, and Benjamin Netanyahu's amazing speech he gave on the joint session of Congress earlier this week. We had Congressman Dale Strong on to talk about the fact that he and a group of other congressmen went and rehung the flags around Union Station, which I think is cool. And then I switched gears just a little while ago. We switched to Dipper number two, hands off our kids. Hands off our kids. Listen. It's amazing to me to watch the levels to which perverts will go to reach our kids. And too often we see things happening too in the public arena that either enables it or flat out allows it. California being one example, but there's things we could do better in Alabama. Somebody who's in the fight on a regular basis for conservative public policy and in upholding biblical values and doing things basically on the right side of politics is my friend Becky Gerritsen, who is the executive director at the Eagle Forum of Alabama, and she's on the line right now. Hey, Beck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks so much for having me on. It's always good to be with you guys.
Well, thank you so much for making time on a Friday. Hey, listen, you guys have a town hall coming up. I know you've got one in Etowah County, and you probably got them in other places too, but part of it is on how to protect kids. What's that all about? What you got going on?
Yes, on August 6th, which is a Tuesday coming up, not this Tuesday, but week after, we are doing a town hall and we're covering three main topics. And one of them is protecting your kids from being sexualized, whether it's at school, on the bus, after school. I'm just giving some strategies on what to watch for and how to protect your kid. Then we're going to talk about the lottery, which we know is going to be coming up next legislative session. So we've got some good tips that we want people to understand about the lottery, that there is no such thing as just a lottery in Alabama. And then also we're going to talk about the move to restore the Ten Commandments in our government places like the State House and the State Capitol and the Judicial Building. And we've got a great petition drive that we're working on. We've got a whole program that we're working on, and we just want to tell everybody about that. So,
all right, so
that is what's going to be covered that night.
All right. So the when and the where for that one is what?
Okay. It's at from 6 to 6:30 is just visiting time. The meeting starts at 6:30. It's at Rainbow City Civic Center. So all you folks close to Gadsden, Rainbow City, and those close surrounding towns are invited to come. It's a free event, and it's 6:30 to 8 will be the meeting time.
Is this the first of several, or is this a test run? Or are you going to do more around the state?
Yeah, we plan to do more around the state, but this is the first one covering all three topics. But another really exciting thing, just put in everybody's brains, is the month of August, Eagle Forum, our action groups, which we have all across the state, are going to be showing the film Letters to the American Church by Eric Metaxas. And right now, we have many more coming on, but I think there are four listed on our website now. So that people can go to alabamaeagle.org. Or you can go to letterstotheamericanchurch.com, I think it is, or .org, and they are going to be putting all of our events on their main website as well. So we would love people to come out and check that out. And you know, 1819 News is going to have Eric Metaxas in the state in Birmingham in November. And so this is kind of a great way for people to learn a little bit about him and what his book's all about.
Well, let me bring it back around to the topic at hand.
Yes,
so
please.
The dipper I'm doing right now is hands off our kids. The town hall you have coming up, I mean, what are the strategies you're talking about? What are the things y'all are advocating for parents to actually put in place to sort of help protect their kids from being overly sexualized?
Okay. I will, if I could just say something first, what parents really need to understand, and all the regular folks out there, maybe you don't even have kids, say, what's the big deal? I mean, kids are going to see it anyway. What does it matter? But kids' brains are not adult brains. They do not have the maturity, the impulse control. Seeing pornography is like a dopamine. It actually changes your brain chemistry, and it shrinks that frontal lobe. So they don't have, it helps, it makes them have a hard time having empathy for anyone. Mm. So, for example, someone who watches a lot of porn and you see these traffickers, they have no regard for anyone's life or anyone's what they're going through, because their brain has shrunk. And that part of their brain that allows them to have empathy and compassion for people shrinks. And their impulse control, they don't have much impulse control because that part of their brain has been chemically changed. So this is one of the reasons why we want to protect children, is because their brains are developing right now. And we want them to grow as big as they can grow and not start putting things in front of them that's going to harm them and stunt, you know, their physical growth. So we have lots of different legislation at the State House that we have advocated for. And I know you've been on the show talking about some of these different things. But we also have good strategies. There is a book that we take to a lot of the town halls that we have called Good Pictures, Bad Pictures.
Yeah.
And there's a junior version. It's for like preschoolers and kindergartners on what do you see when you see a bad picture. It is talking about pornography deep down, but it's not presented that way. It's very tastefully done. It's not creepy. But the book actually gives strategies on what to do when you see porn. And it's amazing, and it works. It's just incredible. I have a personal story in my family how this has worked. Also, encouraging parents to turn on their porn. Every cell phone has a porn filter on it, an explicit content filter. You can Google. If you've got an Apple or an Android, just Google how to do it. There's a lot of steps, and it's kind of a pain, but every device in your home, you should at least have that, because every device has a porn filter on it. So go ahead and activate that one. But even better than that is buying, and you can, usually they're very inexpensive for a monthly subscription, to protect all of your devices with a porn filter, whether it's Covenant Eyes or SaferNet, or there's all different kinds out there. Those are really important things to do. But one thing parents need to know is if you find out that your kid has been looking at porn, and I will tell you, it is 8 years old, is becoming a normal age for the first time for children to see porn.
Oh my gosh.
Don't shame them. Don't I know you're going to be shocked and you're going to be upset and you're going to be, it will be very traumatic, but you need to try to help yourself stay calm, because if your kid feels that in you, they are not going to want to open up and they're not going to want to talk about it. And I think for many parents, the first thing you want to do is you want to just get mad at them and how dare you, what are you thinking? You know better, blah, blah, blah. So we have some strategies that we'll be sharing, and I'm going to prepare a handout. And again, we're just covering the 35,000-foot level, just trying to give parents some tools, and then they can go explore more. We'll have more resources on there for them to look at. But in Alabama, in little old Wetumpka, I have a bus driver friend, and she told me a few years ago, she said, Becky, it is so common. I have second graders on my bus that are looking at porn on the way to school. And then I know of another situation in Hoover a few years ago. They were filming porn on the bus. So it is there. People, you need to wake up and realize this is very normal. It's not normal, but it is what society is pushing. It is what kids are seeing.
Yeah.
And you need to get in the game, and you need to, you know, get real with it, because your kid's going to see it whether you want them to or not. So help them. Help them know what to do when they see it. And so I hope y'all come out on August 6th, Rainbow Civic Center. At 6:30 the meeting starts, but we'll have refreshments from 6 to 6:30. Listen,
I'm so glad y'all are doing this. And
me too.
I know we had this legislation last year that would have mandated the porn filters be turned on when a phone is sold.
Yes.
Because it can be turned off if somebody really wants to. But turning it on was an automatic way to prevent accidental. And I can remember my own daughter, who's grown now and married, but she was doing a school report, and it was on the White House, and she went to a White House website.
Oh, no.
It just shocked her. It upset her, because she went she went to a website that was not at all what you would have thought. And they know what they're doing when they put the names on these things. They know what they were doing. Yes. It was a stumble upon it type opportunity for porn to get out there and put itself in a place where kids can find it. And
Yes, and they do that for YouTube videos or whatever. There are certain, you know, I don't even want to say what the words are, but they're common words that a child would want to go look at.
Yeah.
As a child, you know, fun little cutesy things. Well, they have taken those names and they have. So now when you search that, these really bad videos are coming up. So we need to do everything we can to help our kids.
Well, I agree with you. Absolutely. And I know you know Malia Stevens, who's a counselor.
She's
wonderful.
She's awesome.
She's been on the show multiple times, but Malia is absolutely probably an expert on this because her counseling career handles these things very delicately. And she said exactly what you said. It tends to rewire the brains of children because they are exposed to things they were never meant to be exposed to at a time when they should be able to just run and play and enjoy life.
Yes. And even 1 to 2 accidental exposures can lead to addiction, even in a 6-year-old. Oh, and the other really important thing that parents need to realize is the way children's brains are, they act out what they see. So we are seeing, and the DAs all over the nation are talking, these district attorneys are so alarmed at the child-on-child sex crimes that are happening, and it's because these young children are accidentally seeing some horrible porn on, and it is nasty. It's not just like a nudie picture. I mean, these are awful sexual acts, and then the kids practice it on their baby siblings or their baby neighbors or their, you know, little kid neighbors, and so it's horrible. It's an awful evil, and we just got to do what we can do to fight it.
Well, I agree, because kids are our most precious resource, and I think that a society will be judged in the end by how it treated its children. Becky Gerritsen, my friend, so coming up next week, August the 6th, Rainbow City, Alabama, Northeast Alabama in Etowah County, and Rainbow City Hall at 6 p.m., 6:30 is when the program truly starts. Got a town hall on this plus other things, and thank you so much for what you're doing.
You bet. Well, thanks so much, and I hope to see you soon.
All right.
And keep it up. Keep up the great work. I love y'all.
All right. Thanks, Beck. See you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we ran long. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, though, when we're on this topic. Listen, keep your hands off our kids. Keep your hands off our kids. You think burning a flag is going to make people mad? Keep your hands off our kids. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.